Oh, you look in pain, little kitty. You holding your poop again?
Please, but just one more page.
Oh no, no more pages for now. It's important to listen to our bodies. Holding your poop for too long can be a bit risky. Absolutely. So in today's episode, let's explore what happens if you hold your poop for too long. Zoom in. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations where we can't go to the bathroom when we need to. It might be during a school assembly or while enjoying activities like hiking or watching a movie. The occasional instances of holding in poop are usually okay. It's critical to understand the potential risks if it becomes a regular habit. But before we delve into that, let's grasp the basic process of digestion. You see, when we eat, our bodies break down food in the stomach. Next, it enters the small intestine, where nutrients are absorbed into the bloodstream. The remaining waste then moves to the large intestine, where water is absorbed and the stool is formed, which is then pushed towards the rectum. Once the stool reaches the rectum, signals are sent to the brain, which tells us it's time to release the waste. But if you make a habit of ignoring this signal for a long period, you are putting your health at great risk. Yes, firstly, it may result in constipation, in which the lower intestine absorbs water from the stool that accumulates in the rectum. A stool with less water is more difficult to pass because it becomes hard. And in rare cases, the hard lump can get trapped in the colon or rectum, creating a sticky situation called impaction, which may need medical intervention. If you are lucky enough to finally have a bowel movement, it may require extra force, putting strain on your body. This can potentially lead to the development of itchy and painful external hemorrhoids. Sometimes, all this discomfort can create a negative association with pooping, leading some children to develop a fear of passing stool.